don't have any special music on the screen. We've got live special music.
Amen.
A young man, I say young, young is in your heart. This is a marvelous young man who, over the last several years, turned his life around. And one of the great guys in our church, does a lot of work around here. He's a good man. A lot of people respect him highly. I respect him very much. He's a good guy. You guys love him. Give Brother Mark a hand of applause.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day, y'all. I'm going to try to sing a couple songs here. This first song I'm going to sing, it's not a gospel song. It says a few things I've been thinking lately. No, I was in the hospital a while back. And kind of made me think a little bit. But y'all know how Roger says, we're not guaranteed it tomorrow. And we all ultimately want to go to heaven. We just don't want to go now. Might have a few things you might need to do first. So maybe this song will help you understand it a little bit. Go ahead.
Thank you.
But y'all heard this song several times. It's my mom's favorite song, so happy birthday, Mom. Yeah, Mother's Day. Happy birthday's coming up for you. Old man lived in the White House. Down the street where I grew up, Mama used to sing the old things. We struck no principle. Spent a few long summers out on those old boys' run. Said he was in the war in the Navy, and he lost his wife, lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, well, I see my wife and stuff every little while. But I asked him what he meant, and he looked at me and smiled.
I want to brag on you, Mark. Just everybody around here, the preacher, you know, I'm just telling you.
They were all
up. Give Mark another hand. Again, happy Mother's Day. Let's get into the scripture. Let me see what I'm going to do. A lot of times, I just let the scripture preach themselves. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to make a little comment along the way. Proverbs describes the value of a lady.
Amen.
Now, in this, you got to understand something. It is written from a man's point of view. So, you'll see a little bit, being in scripture, and being from a long time ago in history, we all understand that it would be written from a man's point of view, but this is not all bad stuff. Understand this one thing. This was written in mind for women who are ladies and who are moms. The most precious thing on this planet from a man's point of view is a precious lady and a precious mom. Give our ladies a hand of applause. All right, here we go, Brother Larry. Let's fly. Proverbs chapter 31. We're going to read verses 10 through 31. Look what it says here. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? In other words, priceless. Virtuous woman, loving, caring, nurturing, godly. If you've got a lady like that in your life, it could be your daughter, your sister, your wife, your mother, whoever it is. They are more valuable, and you can't put a price tag on a godly woman mother. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Her heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. All this is saying from a man's point of view is, there is nothing any greater on this planet, men, listen to me, than a woman, a wife, a person that you can trust. That is the greatest thing. Give the Lord a hand of applause. She was doing good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Just a fancy way of saying she's not lazy. And let me tell you, to this day, my wife can still run rings around me every day of the week. I don't know where you ladies get the energy from, but it is something else. Looking around here at these men, behind every man, it takes five women to keep him up, baby. I'm telling you right now. All right, here we go, Brother Larry. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food afar. Something made it. She'll go as far as it takes to make sure her family's taken care of. Amen. My grandmother on my dad's side would drive 50 miles to save my dad on a loaf of bread back in her day. Of course, either dad was driving or I was driving, but she didn't care. Wherever it took, she got them coupons out, and she looked at every one of them, and she went where the sales were at. Some days I wish I still had her alive. If this woman could squeeze a penny out of a $100 bill, I'm telling you right now. Do what? Well, that's true. But you know my grandmother, it wouldn't make any difference. Whatever. It wouldn't make no difference. Whatever. All right. Verse 15, she rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion of her maidens. Let me tell you something. When I was growing up, the first person up of that day was my mother. Ever since I've married, the first person up every day of the week is my wife. Women somehow or other have an alarm clock. They know when to get up and do what they have to do. My wife wakes me up every day with a kiss. I sure don't wake her up every day. I can tell you that right now. Give the Lord a hand of applause and God. She considers the field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She planted the vineyard. She knows where the sales are. Is that the truth? Men walk in with one thing in mind. I'm going to buy it. I want it. I don't care if it's on sale. A woman will travel the world to save a dollar. That's what it's all about. Thank God. When I go out to buy something, I don't look at price. My wife goes out to buy something, that's the very first thing she looks at. Now, I'm going to give you a prime example of this. I was in a major grocery store this past week, and I'm not going to mention the name because we've got a few people here that work for this company, but it was Kroger's. I went in to get three beautiful corsages, one for this wonderful lady, one for this wonderful lady, and my wonderful mother-in-law. I went in, and they were very beautiful. I picked them up, all three of them, they were already made. I went to the checkout stand, the lady ringed them up, and she said it would be $105.93 for three corsages. I said, well, I was trying to be Christian about it, Doris. I said, what? I said, are they made of gold? What are you talking about? They said, well, you know, we've got to make sure that we pay the salaries of all of our pharmacists throughout COVID. I said, I don't care about the pharmacists and their COVID check. I don't care about the next door one. I'm not to pay $105. I said, oh, there's some steps here. You know, sometimes things can get marked or the call number. So she calls over the intercom with someone from Florida, please come to lane number two or whatever. Here comes the lady up there, and she said, how can I help you, sir? I said, this lady's trying to charge me $105 for three corsages. She said, well, what's wrong with that? Where does Kroger find these people? I said, what's wrong with that? It's a corsage! I'm not buying diamond rings here. I'm not, you know, it's a corsage. She said, yeah, but it's made of silk. I said, I don't care. I don't care. I love the three ladies I'm buying for, but I'm not about to pay $35. I'm a heart just going like this. I'm going to have a heart attack right here in Kroger. So she said, well, I don't know what to tell you, but that's the price of them. I said, okay, good enough for me. I said, just swipe that card again and give me credit for my card. I said, you know. So I go to another place, $5. Is this not the prettiest facade you have seen? Give a lot of hand applause in that. Renee Kendrick, give a hand of applause, please.
I run the world of
work. That's right.
You would have got a full reward if you would have bought $100 worth. That was 10 cents off per gallon in that navigator.
Carl, be quiet. All right. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She's strong. She does what it takes to get the job done. All right, here we go, Brother Larry. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her camel goeth not out by night. Let me tell you something. Not only is my wife the first person to get up, she's also the last person to go to bed. Because she's got a lot of responsibility. I mean, and I don't, you know, her kids are grown and all that, but she's got a high maintenance man. How many women here have a high maintenance man? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Don't raise both hands. All right, okay. When you got a high maintenance man, you're the first to get up and the last to go to bed. You understand that? Now, guys, give these ladies a hand of applause. Come on, guys. Come on. She layeth her hands in the spindle and her hands hold to the staff of meats. Whether she makes her clothes, whether she cooks, she's talented, she works hard. That's what it means. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she receiveth forth her hands to the needy. The very first person in my household who will literally give you the shirt off her back, and I hate to say it, it is not me, but it is my wife. Women have a heart for those in need. Give a good godly mom a hand of applause. She is not afraid of the snow. Now this definitely is from a man's point of view, because I don't know a woman yet that loves to drive in the snow. But she's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household clothes are with scarlet. This is just a simple way of saying she's prepared. If the snow comes, there's food in the house, she's ready for it. You know, we get on with, in today's world, we got all the people on the TV telling us when the snow's coming, when the weather's coming. And Lord knows, when we know bad weather's coming, we head to the grocery store, we buy out the bread, we buy out the milk. I've never figured that out yet, what that got to do with anything, but bread and milk is gone, buddy. From that point, everything else, because they know the storm is coming. All right, women are prepared. That's what this is saying. All right, go ahead, Brother Larry. She made it herself curtains of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. You know, the old saying is, you know, once you marry somebody, you've got them, they just let themselves go. That's never been in my household. My wife today takes as care of herself today as she did the day I took her out for the first time and spent $3 on her. I'm telling you that now. That's right. She did marry me for my money, people. I tell you that right now. All right, but that's, you know, that's important. You know, I think a lady ought to take pride in how she looks and what she does. Because let me tell you something, you are the beauty of the world. It's not a man. I mean, I've never seen a pretty man yet. There's some ugly ones out here, but I've never seen a pretty one. You are the beauty of the world. Act like you're the beauty of the world. You're a beautiful lady. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause for the time. All right, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. All this to say is, when you've got a good lady, guys, you've got a lot. Men, brag on your godly wives, mothers, daughters, sisters, whoever it is. Because let me tell you something, the more godly women you surround yourself with, men, the better off you will be and higher you will go when you surround yourself with good, godly women. Amen. Get a little hand of applause. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. All this is saying is, she knows how to watch her money. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Strength and honor. Women are some of the strongest people on the planet. I tease all the time about pain. Okay? And we all know, folks, if you bring a baby into this world, that's not easy. God knew what he was doing when he chose a woman to bring the baby into the world. If he'd have chose a man, I wouldn't be here today. Most of you wouldn't be here today if men had to bring children into the world. You know, and that's the truth. I'm not trying to be funny. That is the truth. God knows what he's doing. Women have a way of dealing with pain somehow or another that men cannot. Now, I can take pain. I've always said that. I almost cut my finger off here the other day. And Monica was out working for the Lord and went home at the time. So I went next door to my private nurse, Renee. And when she got done with it, it looked like I had broke my finger in 10 places. She wrapped it and 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 she wrapped it. She put all this stuff on it. I mean, it took her 1 hour and 10 minutes to wrap up this little finger. Well, let me tell you something right now. It saved me from having stitches and inches going away on Carl because Carl passed out because I had blood going everywhere. Give Renee a hand of applause for the house. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. There's nothing any sweeter than a wise lady. She looketh well to the ways of her household. She eateth not the bread of idleness, and I promise you, that is godly women. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou exceedest them all. If you've got a godly woman in your life, believe me, don't look around for another. Listen to me closely. You take care of what's in your household. Because what's in your household is a blessing if you're around a godly woman. Never take her for granted. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, I've flown through this to get to these last two verses. Look at this. Brother Larry. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Listen to me closely, ladies. I don't care how wise you are, how lovely you are, how pretty you are. In the eyes of God, you're not a lady, that you're not a woman unless you truly know who you are. You are just another person on this planet. Do you realize that? But once you know Jesus Christ, you are a lady. Or does it matter about beauty? Just believe me, as you get older, it's not all about beauty. It's all about goodness, graciousness, knowing the Lord. And to say that a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. There's nothing any greater on this planet. Or is there any more influence on this planet than the godly woman? Behind every great, powerful man was a mother. Never forget that. Give her the fruit of her hands. And let her own works praise her and negate. Never forget to be kind and loving to your mom, to your wife, to your daughters, to your granddaughters, to your grandmothers, whoever is godly women in your life. Be thankful for it. Never take them for granted. They are a godsend to this world. Give every godly mom a hand of applause. Quietness of this moment. If you're here today and you are a mom, I'm going to invite you to come to this altar and stand for a moment. I'm going to have a special prayer for you. Ladies, would you come? Would you come and stand here at this altar? All of our moms, would you come forward, please? Everybody's head is bowed, my eyes are closed. This is a holy moment. Ladies, make room. If you can't stand, you understand, you can stay in your seat if you have a problem standing. I won't be here just a moment. Give everybody a moment to make their way here. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, right now, I pray a special blessing upon every lady that stands here at this altar. Some are grandparents. Some are mothers, wives. Mothers, bless them. May everything that they say and do be godly. Give them strength. Father, I praise you for these ladies. Whatever struggles they may have, Father, may they give that struggle to you this day. May the law of kindness come from their mouths. May they have a heart for you, Lord. This is our special prayer today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Moms, you may very slowly and carefully go back to your seat. Stephanie, what's our invitation?
Number 280.
280.
Jesus, keep me near and from.
Our invitation is open to anyone that will come today. Will you come in the name of Jesus?
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious mountain, free to all unwilling stream, close from Calvary's mountain.
Yeah.